things I never expect. They killed a fan down by the stadium, was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's
hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Please. A lot to feel this cuckoo.
What is a bass without a
a crisis.
Just let them be as a crisis. No posture, bad posture. Flaming hot Cheetos, Fuego Takis.
I'm still here walking around if you a demon. See? I don't believe it.
Not at all.
I'm shoot my shit, I'll never miss, but I hit my target.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gon' look quick, I'm the wrong nigga to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
I know why you hate, cause you don't feel safe in your own apartment.
No.
I know why you hate, you know you lame, you know you bald.
Shake it up.
Yeah, I see the fucking you niggas, I know that's common. The money can't change how a bitch nigga started.
Shake it up.
End up making threats, start up paying homage.
Shot.
Caught for possession, I feel like Sarah McLachlan. Bitch, drop your nuts, I'm tired of tweeting and talking. Pretty socks, big blocks, bitch, I'm with the nonsense. Come
what
here.
About that shit you said that year when I was broke? Yeah, and what about buying a ticket to get beat up at my show?
Yeah,
the opposition's sick of me, tired, nervous, and broke.
Word.
You thought that I forgot, but bitch, I'm never letting go. I got him on the road. Hit him hard, swing it left, and get him gone. Pick him up, dust him off, give him some more. On my ops, sick, tired, nervous, and broke. And it's time to take me or some Now, are you feeling me, baby, or do you need it more? I kiss their faces like Casey whenever I'm in court. I kick him, make him fire, I never pass the torch. But Bruce Wayne, I'm so special with it. Beyond the reach, trying to pick up all these terms. Black, Canelo putting on a clinic. They don't know how I'm doing. It's just like how I did it. We
eat me.
Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are healthy for you?
I want to try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas,
apricots,
peaches,
pears,
pineapples,
raisins,
cranberries,
prunes,
blueberries,
mangoes,
and oh so many other fruits are both tasty
and good for you. It's an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Make sure you read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar.
You don't want added sugar.
But whatever, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy and any processed snacks.
Give dried fruit a go.
A public service announcement from all the fruits and nuts here at the WMFO in Medford.
Fruits and nuts.
Tufts Educational Radio.
You've never done this before, and that's cool and all, but I want you to try this with me. That's cool. Don't worry.
Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
I want you to dream of peace until I found you. Upon a time, baby, I want you to dream so sweet until I had a taste of you. Once upon a time, baby, reaching out to outer space, dancing to awesome sounds. This all new to you. I'm reaching out to hold you close so I don't slip away. Explore a new approach, a whole new free, I say.
Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
I know it's easy to imagine, but it's easier to just do. See, if you can't do what you imagine, then what is imagination to you? Just a waste of space in your brain to take the place of hate or things all the same. Tell me your secrets, the things that make you tick. I like when you talk because your voice is angel-esque. Ayy, I want to kiss you on your space below your navelette. The place that you keep me so moist like a toilet. This will mark the day our minds and souls will connect. Let's not forget the sex. My heart you can collect. Nah, my heart you can collect. Nah, my heart you can collect. Just one more cap, babe, babe, babe. Have just one more stem, babe.
Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
Let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
Soon after falling into a deeper psychedelic state to escape the prison of our reality, our hero becomes trapped in his own peaceful place, which immediately becomes his sanctuary, a place filled with his wildest dreams. This is his new home.
Hello everyone, that was Aphex Twin. I cannot pronounce the name of that song, but I just thought I would mention my special guests, Chris and Vinay, are here. Chris, do you want to say hi?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we have an interview coming soon, shortly, so stay tuned for that, and enjoy By Your Side by Sade and the Neptunes.
Better than that. Think I'd leave you down.
with you. So grab my hand and now let's go fly away from town. Let's get to outer space, baby. I'm telling you now that summertime is the time I like to get high with you. It's true. Fuck with me, trip with me. Let me spend my days with you.
Baby, come and say you love me.
Get drunk in the back of the trunk. You a perfect 10, no gas, no pump. Sipping on rum, baby, we young. Shawty, don't ever tell me that you're done. Cause I wanna get a little taste, don't run. Shawty, you gorgeous, girl, you should know this. I got so many things I never told you, hold up.
Summertime is the time I like to get high with you.
Chris Vinay. Yeah, sorry. That's volume should be adequate. Chris adequate Vinay, want to say hi, both of you?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Right, listeners so at Tufts University. Why don't we start?
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Go on. Were you saying something?
Yeah, no, just whoever's up right now, whoever's listening, thank you very much. Much appreciated from Craig.
All right. So what are your guys' favorite movies?
Mine is Mulholland Drive.
Wait, no, wait, that's my favorite movie,
are
too.
Are you serious?
What the hell? Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
I've never watched that movie, but there's this movie called El Postino that I always come back to over and over again. If you're looking for something good, check out El Postino. It's an Italian movie.
So both of you guys, so Chris, I'll start with you. What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future? Well, it depends on how near future or far future we're talking here. So in terms of close future, I think it's somewhat late in the evening right now. I'm sitting around 2:43:53 a.m. EST. So I guess after this show, I'm going to get under my covers and fall asleep and be ready for French class tomorrow, which...
What about a bit beyond that? Like, maybe like 5 years from now?
Five years from now. I mean, I don't know. I want to be living somewhere nice, enjoying myself, enjoying time with me and my girlfriend. What else could I want? I'll just take what comes to me and...
I'm gonna find a nice woman, and she's gonna pay for my life, and I'm gonna become an English major, and I'll probably have a part-time job at Starbucks, but I'll have a nice wife to pay for my life.
Would you really get accepted at Starbucks? It's difficult to get a job as a barista.
Yeah, it's very hard, but I think I'll get a job at Starbucks. Hopefully.
Do you know how to make a macchiato?
No, I don't.
Okay. Similar question. So, like, let's say 100 years from now, all three of us are long dead. What do you guys want to be remembered for by your future kids and friends?
To be honest, I'm not too concerned about being remembered because next 50 to 60 years from now, I mean, I guess cryogenic technology is going to be all right. So, I'm going to freeze my head in something and put me into a younger body when 100 years comes around. So, I'll still be able to talk to my kids, my grandkids, and the rest of the Pellegrini lineage, I guess. Seems like a nice plan.
Don't take this the wrong way, but probably my schlong.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it will be remembered.
Well, if anything comes from that, I do recommend Vinay invest in some razors, or perhaps a pair of good kitchen scissors. Let's see what we can do about that.
All right, well, interesting answers. Final question. This was submitted by Ethan LeBlanc. Vinay, I've heard you have a tendency to steal clothes from your roommate. Could you discuss that dynamic?
We've discussed it a lot. And the answer to that I have is, yeah, I mean, I do it. But, no, I mean, that's the final answer. I do it. I say sorry to Chris about 7 times a day, and I should probably stop doing it.
Yeah, but the issue he does say sorry 7 times a day, but I don't see anything change. It gets to the point where I feel like a broken record, you know? And sometimes he comes back into the room wearing my shirt, pants, shoes, whatnot. And not gonna lie, he does look good, but sometimes it just feels a bit violating of some sorts, you know. I put a lot of time and I put a lot of effort and a lot of work into the clothes that I do buy and wear, and I'm glad to see that Vinay enjoys them, but I believe that Vinay could enjoy them in a more respectable manner of some sort.
I agree. I'm really sorry, Chris.
Okay, a final Vinay. Final question. In the roommate dynamic, who has the dominance?
Chris.
I agree.
Alright. Well, that was a very enlightening interview. Thank you guys for those insights. Let's return to the music. This is Horsey by Macross 8299. the song ended. All right, well, once again, this is Craig, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was my first show. I hope you enjoyed. And Chris, do you have any closing statements?
Stepped on a plum. Overripe plum. Barefoot. Was on the driveway, got out of the car. Accidentally. Didn't know it was there. Stepped on the plum. Warm. On the ground. Fallen from the tree. Barefoot. No shoes. Wearing long pants. Bit too long. Maybe I need to hem them. Plum got on them. Unexpected plum on the driveway. Hot plum. 97 degrees out. Already super hungover, throwing up all morning. Should not have been driving at all. Stepped out of the car. Black car. 97 degrees out. And onto the plum.